Some of them made out of tin, some of them made out of aluminum.
Uh-huh. What about something like that made out of wood?
They had wooden buckets.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for bucket?
Bucket or pail?
Uh-huh.
They call them pail.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
What about something you could use to carry food out to the hogs in?
I'd call that a slop bucket.
Okay. And something that you could use for heating up water to make tea in, so it has a spout to it. Call that a tea.
Tea kettle.
And a big thing that they use in their backyard to heat up water to boil clothes in.
What do you call that? Wash pot, huh?
Uh-huh. Do you ever call that a kettle?
No, that's not a kettle, that's a wash pot.
Uh-huh. What about something people would use to fry eggs in?
That's a skillet.
Mm-hmm. What's it made out of?
That's made out of cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them made out of different things, but most of them made out of cast iron.
Did you ever see something kind of like a skillet that had little legs on it you could put in the fireplace?
Yeah, well, I don't know what they call it. We call them iron pot. But
And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
flower pot, I guess.
Uh-huh. Well, if they're cut flowers, and you have a fancy thing you can put them in, you know what I mean?
A vase.
Say if you're setting the table for everybody to eat with, you'd give everybody a, next to each plate, you'd give everyone a...
To eat with?
Uh-huh.
A fork?
Uh-huh. What else?
A knife, I guess.
Okay, and for coffee or something, you'd...
Cups?
Well, a fork and knife and...
Spoon.
Uh-huh. Say, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak for people to cut their meat with. You put out steak.
Steak knife.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go.
Go wash them, I guess.
Okay. After she washes the dishes, then she wets them in clear water.
You have to dry them then.
Or in clear water, she... To get the soap off, she...
You rinse them?
Huh?
Rinse them?
Uh-huh. What about the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
Dish rag, they call them.
Uh-huh. And when you're drying them?
Right, we use a towel to dry with.
Uh-huh. What about to bathe your face with? You have a...
Have a wash rag? Some of them call them face rags, some of them horse rags.
To dry yourself off with, you have a...
towel.
And... Do people raise cane around here much?
Not around here, no. About 15, 20 miles from here they raise cane, but not right around here they don't raise it. Just rice and cotton.
Uh-huh. Do you know anything about... raising cane, what
did you
make with it, or?
I don't know much about raising cane. I've seen a lot of it, but I never did fool with it much.
Mm-hmm. What do people make out of the sugar cane?
They make sugar, syrup.
Uh-huh. Any other name for syrup? Do you ever hear
Molasses, yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, well, it's molasses and syrup is different. Made out of the same stuff, but molasses is thick.
Uh-huh.
And the syrup is made thinner. Mm-hmm.